Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Barry Hirstein, General Manager North America for PayPal. How are you?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks very much for having me on today.
I'm interested to have you on the show because I actually use PayPal myself, and so do many other people. As a matter of fact, I understand. How many customers do you have now? Is it about 180 million?
Not quite, although that would be wonderful. In terms of our kind of active engaged base, we're at over 75 million, which in 10 short years is quite remarkable when you think about what it's taken other network payment businesses to reach levels even lower than that.
Well, what do you do that's different? You've grown so quickly. What is the brand of PayPal about? And why is no other brand from your framework similar to it in the marketplace?
Well, yeah, so it's a great question. And one, it's probably worth noting that, network payment businesses are a rare thing, right? There's only several of them, really, in the world, and they don't come along that often. And what makes PayPal unique is that we are entirely focused on the web and digital payments. We were born of the web, and that's where we remain. And we really address customer needs when they're shopping online and need to send money online. And that has to do with security and safety and also speed, right? Those are the kind of core functionalities that we provide to people. And also that it's a brand that's been built by word of mouth. We engage in very little traditional marketing, as we would know it. This is a brand built by the community of users, starting with eBay, right? That's how PayPal came to be, was a little widget application that eBay sellers found, and eBay then bought the company, and it's grown from there. So I think the fact that it is a brand that has authenticity is incredibly powerful.
And when you look at how you've grown, you spoke about the customer. Talk about from 1998 to now, how has the customer model changed?
Well, we started as really the way to pay on eBay. And we've gone where our customers are going. And as our customers started moving from eBay to shopping on the web and selling on the web, right? Because the other important thing about PayPal is we provide a means for small businesses to accept payments, and this is a segment that is largely overlooked by the other payment networks. And so we've migrated with our consumers and our sellers, and importantly, we facilitate a lot of cross-border selling. So if you're a seller in China and you want to reach buyers in the U.S., PayPal is the way to go. So in real time, people can transact in 19 different currencies across 119 countries. That's quite incredible.
And when you look at the internet growth, I think there's something about 150 billion online purchases in 2008, and we continue to see double-digit growth. What are you doing to take advantage of the behavior?
Well, I'm really pleased to tell you that, for example, in the U.S., we're outpacing e-commerce growth. So e-commerce is obviously the fastest growing part of retail, and PayPal is growing almost three times the rate.
What are those rates? Growth. What is e-commerce growing, and what are you growing at?
So I don't want to forecast e-commerce growth because being in the current environment, that's a difficult thing to do. I don't know where we'll land, but this year, it looks like it could be somewhere in the range of 5 to 8%, and I'm going to be growing my business at a multiple of that, in terms of what we call the off eBay business, of 3 to 4 times that rate.
Here's what's really interesting to me, Barry. You're talking about forecasting. You probably understand the customer, the entrepreneur, and we probably have several hundred thousand entrepreneurs listening in of a couple million dollar companies right now wanting to grow businesses. What changes do you see happening? So I do want to ask you about forecasting now because of the internet over the next several years in terms of customers and business.
Well, I think this globalization piece, I mean, today PayPal is facilitating global e-commerce. So I just got back from Australia, and we have a sizable segment of the PayPal business in Australia is actually Australians buying online from U.S. sellers. And, you know, when you think about, you know, going back even just a couple of years, consumers really didn't think that way, even about the internet.
Exactly.
And so we really are globalizing e-commerce, not just facilitating e-commerce. And I think if you're a small business, the fact that you can sell, you know, literally to anyone in 119 countries and engage your business that way, that's incredible. And in terms of, you know, the economy, right, in most developed countries around the world and perhaps even beyond developed countries, small businesses are the engine that drives most economies.
And that's fascinating because you are the engine that drives or the facilitator that drives the engine. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're here with Barry Hirstein from PayPal. And on the CEO Show, we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America through new customer experience models, and of course, speaking with PayPal. And I want to ask you quickly, because there seems to be this issue of integrity of trust on the web that is now people are becoming a little more trusting. Somehow PayPal has built the cachet. It's the Rolls Royce. It's the stamp of approval. When people see it, even when I see it, I say, frankly, in full disclosure, okay, I'm willing to buy there. I'll give them my credit card. I trust that. How did you build that, and how do you maintain that integrity?
Well, you know, it's interesting because this really goes to the heart of what I think is this authenticity of PayPal. Max Levchin, the founder of PayPal, was a cryptographer, and you know his
cryptographer.
Cryptographer. Meaning? So think security online, right? His mm-hmm. whole expertise was about building code that would be impenetrable, right, from a security breach perspective. And that is the heartland of PayPal. So we've always represented a very safe and secure way for people to shop online, because why would you want to share your credit card details with someone you don't know, you've never met? So we allow you, though, to engage in all the things that you want to do around e-commerce without compromising. But we built off of that, and I think that's important because that's table stakes, right? People today expect things to be secure, even though not everything is secure, and that's where we added the speed. And to your point, the what we call kind of on my side, you know, we are a business born of the community, and we always reflexively try and represent the consumer and, you know, the customer perspective in how we deal with the community of PayPal users.
It's interesting you mentioned the word community. We have about 4 minutes left before a break. There's two things I want to talk about. One is technology, but first I want to ask you about community. I understand PayPal really is a company that's doing well by doing good. Just talk about that.
Well, I think the heritage of eBay and PayPal, you know, Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, very passionately believes in community. And his premise always was, if you trust people, the community polices itself and, you know, good things happen. And that's a thread that, you know, continues in our business. And, for example, I'm very proud to say that we have a business called MicroPlace. You can go to www.microplace.com, and it enables people to invest in funds that actually engage in microlending. There's about 85 funds, and they engage in microlending in developing countries. And you can invest, earn returns that range from 1% to 3%, do good in the world, do good for your portfolio. These days, 3% return ain't half bad. And it's also a great way to teach children about investing. It's a great way to feel good about, you know, how your money is working. And that's part of our community.
That's pretty exciting. I have we have about 2 minutes, and I want to ask you before we take a break, from PayPal's perspective, from your perspective, talk about technology and the role that you see technology playing in advancement of economy in America and in the global economy and in terms of the entire environment of the world we live in.
Well, you know, it goes without saying that the roots and the heritage of PayPal lie in technology, but we have to, you know, maintain that pace. And, you know, we're on the cusp right now of, you know, the next major change in that we're going to be the first payment network in the world that's opening itself up to developers. So just as with the iPhone, everyone is downloading apps. We are going to open up the PayPal payment platform to developers to develop applications, probably in the near term, more focused on helping the merchants, right, the sellers, but ultimately it could be consumers as well. And that's just a step change function, right, in how people think about payment networks. The fact that you can open up a network of payments, still maintain security, still maintain the trust, but now unleash all of that energy and creativity of developers around the world. And we have an event planned in San Francisco in early November where we launch this to the world, and it's tremendously exciting.
That sounds it. What's it going to be like?
Well, you know, think of it. The average iPhone user has 60 apps downloaded. Mm-hmm. So think about it in that context. These developers are going to be using the engine of PayPal to build off of, to develop all kinds of applications to support the community of users around the world. And when you get those kind of brains and something safe and secure and flexible like PayPal,
you know what? We're ready for breaks.
Limited only by imagination.
We're about to come back with Barry Hirstein. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're going to come right back at you in a few. Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here with Barry Hirstein, General Manager North America of PayPal. Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And have someone else with me, Dennis Troianos, who has done interviews with me before and is fascinating because he's at the intersection of the internet and executive recruiting. And you have some questions. Why don't you go ahead, Dennis?
Sure, Robert. Thanks very much. Hi, Barry.
Hey there.
Good to talk to you. During the last segment, Robert picked up on the concept of innovation at PayPal, and you were talking about opening up the platform to developers and coming up with really interesting ways for people to interact with the brand. I'd like to pick that up a little bit and finish that discussion and give us an idea of where the culture of innovation has developed to at PayPal and what are you doing to keep advancing that culture?
Well, it's a great point, and I think one thing when you live and work in proximity to Silicon Valley is you realize, the innovation quotient that, you know, this country has, and it's quite powerful, and we want to unleash that in payments. And there's really the intersection of two developments occurring. Mobile, right, because the web is no longer just about your PC, and the I dare say the mobile phone is going to be as important as the PC. And just as people are downloading apps for their iPhone that do all kinds of things, we want to have the developer community developing new applications for the PayPal payment system to work on behalf of our merchants, our sellers, as well as our consumers. And both of those initiatives, mobile and the developer platform, are really going to be kicking into high gear later this year.
That plays right into the concept of customer experience, both in the offline, particularly in the offline world. And that appears to be a real focal point for marketers today. So if you can give us a sense of the emphasis that you guys put on the customer experience, both online and through mobile marketing.
Well, I think it really is about tailoring the experience to the individual consumer. And while I would say that that's still an aspiration, that's really the gold standard that we hold ourselves accountable for. First, it is the focus on user experience, on customer experience, because we're not a terrestrial brand. We exist only in a digital space. So the user experience is of paramount importance. And increasingly, we want to be able to leverage what we know about our merchant and our consumers' tastes and preferences to craft experiences that allow them to tailor PayPal for them to their own individual needs. And we're on a path to do that. I should also mention in that context, you know, innovation, I think, is about bold moves. And last year, really at the depths of the credit crisis, we announced the acquisition of Bill Me Later, the number two online payment provider in the U.S. So now you have the PayPal brand and the Bill Me Later brand and all of the functionality of transactional credit that Bill Me Later brings joining forces. And we're about to launch the transactional credit product in a PayPal wallet, both on eBay as well as in our merchant services business.
Based on the concept of acquisition of new services to enhance the customer experience, we've seen a tremendous rise, as everyone else has, in the social media and business-to-business as well as business-to-consumer networking. What role will PayPal play in influencing the influentials in the consumer marketing arena?
Well, one of the things I love about social media is, in terms of a listening post, it provides the ultimate real-time focus group where you can observe and be part of the dialogue that's going on. So the fact that PayPal can participate in the dialogue with our consumers, I think, is really important. Of course, you need to listen, and that's one of the things that I think PayPal does well, is listen to our customers. And social media is a way to do that. Plus, it's obvious that social media has now become part of the fabric of what people do online. When you look at the growth of things like Facebook and Twitter, and we want to be where our consumers are, and so where they go, we will go.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we've been speaking with Barry Hirstein, General Manager of North America for PayPal, just talking about social media. We're going to come back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk more about the customer experience. Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show for our final segment with Barry Hirstein, the General Manager of North America for PayPal. Good to have you back for the triathlon here.
I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
Okay, and also with me, Dennis Trianos, head of the Trianos Group, who's an expert in internet and executive recruiting, is going to ask away at a couple of questions. Go ahead, Dennis.
Thanks, Robert. Barry, I think this is a good point to turn the discussion to the topic of leadership. Conventional wisdom has it that as companies get bigger, it becomes harder to innovate. What are some of the things that you're doing to maintain a culture of innovation at PayPal, and where do the best ideas come from, and how do they surface to the top?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think that it's something that you have to be, as a leader, attentive to every day. I think, first and foremost, we look for that customer orientation in anyone we hire, and it's of paramount importance to anyone who's a leader in our organization. We also create opportunities for the people who work at PayPal to unleash their own creativity and innovation. So in our technology organization, and keep in mind that, you know, in a business like PayPal, the plurality of our employees are, you know, what would be considered technology-oriented folks. We call it lab rats. And it gives an opportunity for anyone in the company, but mostly the folks in technology, to create all kinds of new inventions, share them with management, and we actually fund the top ideas that come out of that program. But this is something separate and distinct from what anyone might be working on in their day-to-day kind of business orientation. And we also look for breadth of experience. We're a payments business, so obviously financial service experience is important, But we also look at people who've had a breadth of experience. For example, I spent the first half of my career in the beauty business.
Right.
That's a far cry from payment. So it really is looking at a kind of a pattern of what somebody's demonstrated in their own career. And if you can hire those people and then cultivate in the environment an opportunity for them to constantly express that innovation and that thought leadership and reward it, I think it's going to go a long way towards ensuring that it continues. And being in Silicon Valley, of course, the heartland of innovation in America, doesn't hurt.
So what kind of companies do you feel are cultivating these kinds of high-impact people today?
I'm not sure I could actually name the companies, but
right.
I think what we look for, though, are wherever somebody has worked, is there a pattern that they've demonstrated a capacity to innovate in that category, and also where they've, you know, got to that point by listening to customers. So it wasn't just a random event, right, that it really was from some systematic process of development and listening. We've grown from, in 10 years, a company that was, 10 people to one that's now over 7,000. And I think one of the things that struck me when I came here was how remarkable it is that we've maintained that culture of innovation as we've grown to 7,000 people.
So give us some insight. What's the optimum way to manage folks who are coming in, who have talent, who have innovative skill sets? What's the best management style to bring out the best in those people?
I think set the bar high. I think people respond to high expectations, to live the leadership values that, you know, as a leader that you set out. I actually think that one of the things that makes PayPal and eBay special is that the values that we set out actually transcend the category of business that we're in. We have four behaviors that we ask people to demonstrate: to lead completely, to practice judgment, to trust each other, and my favorite, keep it human. And I think that one, perhaps more than the any of them, is really the characteristic of our organization. It may be large, and it may have grown dimensionally, but it is a very human organization.
Well, that's a prescription for success, not only in business, right? So in life, too. PayPal has always been thought of as a proven breeding ground for digital entrepreneurs. So if you were going to start your own digital business, and I'm not suggesting that you should, of course, what unmet need would you fill in the marketplace right now?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not sure I could give you the specific need, but what I would say is that it is really important to find what the pain points are that people experience and eliminate them, do it consistently, and do it to a high standard. So when you think about PayPal, what did we do? People were scared to share information. They felt the checkout processes were often clunky and slow, and we did some very simple things. So I think sometimes simplicity out of complexity is really the hallmark of finding great solutions. I'm hoping that I'll be at PayPal for a long time to come, so I won't have to worry about starting my own business, but it certainly has confirmed to me that principle.
Well, you know, one of the great barriers that I found personally, but across the board in terms of purchasing on the web, is that a very high percentage of shoppers bail out at checkout time. Can you give us some insight into this behavior and why it's so common, and what PayPal has done specifically to overcome some of that?
Well, you put your finger on a very important pain point for consumers. What we call checkout abandonment is a very big issue in the world of online shopping. And we've actually sponsored a number of studies to look at this. And what's interesting is, of course, for some percentage of people, and keep in mind that somewhere between 30 to 45% of people actually begin a shopping process and never complete it. And security is an issue, but one thing that came up in the studies that we've done is people actually want to be able to look at things like shipping charges and comparison shop before they get to the checkout. And not many sites provide the ability to do that. And what we've done is actually create a feature on Express Checkout. We call it PayPal Instant Update API. And what this allows is our merchant partners to actually show order details earlier on in the process of shopping so that the consumer can look at the different choices and options that they have, both in terms of shipping, in terms of the total cost. Something as simple as that can drive a dimensional improvement in completions. And obviously that drives business to our merchant partners, and it drives satisfaction to our consumers.
So, Barry, 50 years from now, when someone writes the Barry Hurstein story at PayPal, what is it going to say?
I hope it'll say that I brought an incredible customer focus. I hope it'll say that I brought an incredible business focus and also, you know, innovation and thought leadership. If I could achieve those three things, I'd feel pretty happy.
Well, Barry, you've done a great job today, and we really appreciate you sharing some of your insights and giving us you know, the advantage of the insider's view of PayPal. We thank you very, very much.
This is Robert
Thank
Reese.
Thank you.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. And what I do want to say, I thought it's fascinating. I have one more question I want to really ask you, because you mentioned how you're not terrestrial. Is there a role for PayPal in the brick-and-mortar world?
Well, you know, I think that our traditional definitions going forward are actually not going to serve us well. Because if you think about the mobile phone, it moves with the consumer wherever they go. And so I think that, as is the case in a lot of things in business and in life, the paradigms change. And sometimes you don't realize it till you are in the new paradigm. So I think probably the best thing is for us to not think about those definitions any longer, because I'm not sure that's how the customer is thinking about it. I think they want to have the kind of advantages that PayPal offers wherever they go. And I think things like a mobile phone are going to enable them to do that.
There you have it. And I like that quote, simplicity out of complexity is the hallmark of great ideas. A pleasure having you on the show, Barry. Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A pleasure having you.
Thank you very much.
This is Robert Reese signing off on the CEO Show. See you next week.